remember, well, my brother, the point is, migration is a right. You cannot stop anybody from taking that decision to migrate elsewhere to make better his or her socioeconomic status or standard. The point is, the condition of service of nurses and midwives needs to improve beyond COLA. And we are talking about the basic salary. We are looking at having the necessary equipment and other logistics to work with, having much better human resource management system, and all of that. And that those are the things that our members are looking at. If you push me to a remote area, I'm working there, I'm not having the requisite logistics to work with. I have to improvise at any point in time. I want to further my education. I've stayed there for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. I want to go to school and improve my profession or my career. And you put prohibitions in my way. I wake up one day and I want to migrate to the UK, to Canada, to Australia, or to the Americas. And you can stop me? No, you can't stop me. Because if I can work at a place where the income I can receive in 2 weeks or in a week is more than I can receive here in Ghana in 2 months, then, of course, there are two factors out there is what will determine my movement. And as we speak, there's a huge staffing gap in these countries that I've already mentioned. And they are recruiting from everywhere in Africa. And I take pride in the fact that Ghanaian nurses always excel everywhere they find themselves. And they are hotcakes out there. It means that we have something good in Ghana. And as I keep on saying, if we can look at this exploitation of nurses as even an income-generating venture, then we must look at our education system of nurses and midwives, overhaul it, and have degree as the entry point, and focus more on specialization, where we can have more of physical nurses, emergency nurses, and all those specialties which are on hot demand out there, so that we can have enough of them move out to go and work and still have enough to stay in Ghana and serve the needs of Ghanaians.
Mm. Madam Oforiampofu, I mean, beyond all the very nice things you've spoken about, I mean, of course, looking at our state as a country, we are not as developed as some of these pooling economies, all right? But one would expect that as the leaders of this particular association, beyond the responsibility that you owe towards your members, you serve as the interface between the employer and also the Ghanaian public, who have a need for health services, to impress upon your members to find reason to stay on, beyond the fact that, yes, there's right to migrate. Don't you think it's a call that you need to take, I mean, up as part of your responsibility to ensure that your people stay and then deliver the health services that are required in the country?
Thank you, my brother, but that is not our responsibility. Our responsibility as a professional nursing and midwifery association and as a trade union representing our constituents is to ensure that if they are moving out of Ghana, are they being ethically recruited to the WHO standards? So if they are moving through a bilateral agreement with the Ghana government with another country, we want to ensure that as they move, they are going to be treated just like their colleagues who are indigenous of that country.